This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Poplar, Montana, in the far northeast corner of the state, two juveniles, a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, attacked a 10-year-old boy with a machete 2 Mondays ago. March 30th. Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement said that on Monday, March 30th, law enforcement responded to an incident between a number of juveniles in Poplar. The attack happened around 8 p.m. Monday, just a few blocks from where the 10-year-old boy lives in Poplar. Authorities don't yet know the reason for the attack by teenagers and preteens on the boy, and to make matters worse, the incident was recorded and displayed on social media channels. The boy was taken to a local hospital in Poplar, then to St. Vincent Regional Hospital in Billings for advanced care. The boy's grandmother, Kathy Red Eagle, says that the injury to her grandson's knee was so severe it required surgery on Tuesday and a second surgery on Thursday. Red Eagle said, "I saw how deep the cut was. They almost cut his leg off. It was 3/4 off. They cut a main tendon. He's going to have a lot of physical therapy," she said. 3 juvenile suspects were arrested and 2 are still in custody. Now, federal authorities are investigating. A series of violent incidents across the Fort Peck Indian Reservation over the past week, including the machete assault involving juveniles, are now under investigation by the FBI. The juveniles in the machete attack are charged with attempted murder, a felony. When crime takes place on a reservation, tribal law enforcement as well as federal authorities have jurisdiction. The FBI can aid tribal police and provide resources for a more thorough investigation than that which the Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement can provide. Montana's freshman Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy made an emergency landing in a small aircraft just outside Ennis, Montana, last Friday, April 10th. The small plane was carrying 2 people, Sheehy and another unnamed individual. It's unknown from where and to what destination Sheehy was flying. First responders were dispatched to the scene. Sheehy and his companion exited the aircraft safely, and a fuel leak was contained by emergency personnel. The Madison County Sheriff's Office reported that the scene is secure, and federal aviation authorities will conduct an investigation into the emergency landing by Senator Sheehy. The Montana Department of Transportation will start construction on the I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project on Monday, April 13th. The project starts just east of the Belgrade Airway Boulevard interchange, exit 299, and ends at the North Rouse Avenue Railroad overpass in Bozeman. Road construction will include improvements to the I-90 bridges over Valley Spur Road, which will require single-lane traffic on the bridges for about 2 weeks. Drivers should expect minor delays and should plan for extra travel time. Bridge work also will include a 15-foot width restriction while bridge improvements are being completed. Drivers will be directed to alternate routes due to the width restriction. The I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project also will include resurfacing the roadway by milling the existing surface, applying a new overlay, and finishing with a chip seal, upgrading pavement markings, signage, and guardrails, and constructing minor bridge improvements. Starting on Sunday, April 19th, road construction crews will start milling and paving at night to minimize impacts on the traveling public. The road work will require single-lane traffic and will be done between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., Sundays through Thursdays. Crews will set up a detour when they begin milling and paving the I-90 on- and off-ramps. Traffic will return to 2 lanes during the day. The I-90 Belgrade to Bozeman project is expected to be completed by late summer. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.